From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, September 1st. The morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Top, House Bill funds the GOFT. Through Election Day, Balance of Power focuses on the intersection of politics and global business. On today's show, Rep. Brad Sherman, DCA, says oil markets predict the U.S. and Iran will return to diplomacy, though he is uncertain how the conflict ultimately ends. Rep. Chip Roy, RTX, says he opposed the continuing resolution after the Senate added provisions he disagreed with, arguing Congress should instead focus on appropriations bills and spending restraint. Next, second, from Screen Rant, Alan Ritchson's new action-packed thriller Runner gets first reactions. Alan Ritchson's new movie Runner officially has its first reactions. Ritchson has fashioned himself an action star in recent years, with his Prime Video show Reacher gaining particular popularity. His upcoming movie is Runner, a Scott Waugh-helmed action comedy about a former soldier who winds up being chased by a massive cartel while trying to save a young girl's life. Runner is set to release in theaters on September 11. Up next, third, from Collider. The six best movie trilogies released since 1990, ranked. A trilogy gets something a single movie never can. Time. We remember characters before they knew what was coming, then watch years, losses, relationships, and entire civilizations accumulate around them. That is why a great third film can make the first one feel different without changing a frame. You suddenly understand what those early choices were building toward. And then, fourth, from Slash Film, Onslaught director Adam Wingard reveals the hardest part of making his Godzilla movies exclusive. After that, Wingard spent the next several years building up a certain amount of horror cred with low-budget films like Pop Skull, A Horrible Way to Die, and Autoerotic. He was really thrust into the public eye in 2011, however, with the release of Your Next, a vicious and visceral home invasion film that starred Sharni Vinson. Adam Wingard first started directing features in 2007 with Homesick, a twisted little horror movie that played at the Fantasia International Film Festival. He chased that with the Captain America Gone Wrong feature The Guest starring Dan Stevens. Next, fifth, from Crypt Briefing, Chelsea believes it has strengthened squad despite Enzo Fernandez's sale. Chelsea's financial flexibility from the transfer profit could enhance long-term strategic planning and compliance with financial regulations. The post Chelsea believes it has strengthened squad despite Enzo Fernandez's sale appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, sixth, from Le Monde. Après la séquence de cybertext par des IAN test, open a IVA by Antat Lancer Sun Model de Point, Astra, Mise Corsete. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. And then, seventh, from the Daily Bast. Messy details emerge about Trump border boss's sudden exit. Newly released emails reveal that former Border Patrol bruiser Gregory Bovino was under internal investigation by Customs and Border Protection at the time of his retirement. Bovino, 56, was contacted by an internal government watchdog for an official inquiry into allegations of misconduct in early March, 2 weeks before he announced his retirement, according to records released by CBP last week. An official whose name was redacted emailed Bovino on March 2 to announce the investigation and asked him to acknowledge it and answer questions. Next, eighth, from Freight Waves. Seasonal ag truckers from Mexico face same English language rules, DOL says. A question from a Texas truck driver has produced a clear answer from the U.S. Department of Labor. H-2A visa holders who operate commercial motor vehicles are covered by federal English language proficiency requirements. The trucker, who asked to remain anonymous, contacted Freight Waves after reading an article about a Canadian truck driver arrested in New Mexico for alleged cabotage violations. He wanted to know whether the federal government's English language enforcement policy also applies to H-2A workers who drive trucks using Mexican commercial licenses. Up next, ninth, from the Hindu Top, Lucknow University students protest against hostel fee hike, demands rollback. Students alleged that hostel fees in all 18 hostels of the university have increased in recent times. Agitated students gathered outside the vice chancellor's office and proctor's office, demanding a rollback of the hike. And then, 10th, from Esquire, Chief Justice John Roberts just summed up his entire tenure in one pathetic dissent. In his own meek, shambling way, Chief Justice John Roberts managed to sum up his entire tenure as putative leader of the United States Supreme Court. at question was whether or not the president should be allowed to continue building his stupid ballroom despite the objections of preservationists and other citizens who are not vulgar talking yams. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.